ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाई डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद. शिल प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन. लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा कुड देन सी यू पोजेसिंग थाउजेंड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ फेसेस, फीट, हेड्स, हैंड्स, थाइज, नोजेस, ईयर्स एंड आईज. यू आर वेरी नाइसली ड्रेस्ड, बींग डेकोरेटेड एंड बिटेक्ट विद वराइटीज ऑफ ऑर्नामेंट्स एंड वेपन्स. सीइंग यू इन द फॉर्म ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु, your symptoms and form being transcendental, your legs extending from the lower planets, Lord Brahma achieved transcendental bliss. Purport. Lord Brahma, being completely pure, could see the original form of the Lord as Vishnu, having many thousands of faces and forms. This process is called self-realization. Genuine self-realization consists not of perceiving the impersonal effulgence of the Lord, but seeing face to face the transcendental form of the Lord. As distinctly mentioned here, Lord Brahma saw the Supreme Lord as Mahapurusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arjuna also saw Krishna in this same way. Therefore, he told the Lord, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam. You are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth and the eternal divine person. The Lord is Param Purusha, the supreme form. Purusham Shashvatam, he is everlastingly the supreme enjoyer. It is not that the impersonal Brahman assumes a form. On the contrary, the impersonal Brahman effulgence is an emanation from the supreme form of the Lord. Upon being purified, Brahma could see the supreme form of the Lord. The impersonal Brahman cannot have heads, noses, ears, hands and legs. This is not possible, for these are attributes of the Lord's form. The word mayamayam means spiritual knowledge. This is explained by Madhvacharya. Mayamayam jnana swarupam. The word mayamayam describing the Lord's form should not be taken to mean illusion. Rather, the Lord's form is factual, and seeing this form is the result of perfect knowledge. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prabhadyate. The word Jnanavan refers to one who is perfectly in knowledge. Such a person can see the personality of Godhead, and therefore he surrenders unto the Lord. The Lord's being symptomized by a face, nose, ears, and so on is eternal. Without such a form, no one can be blissful. The Lord, however, is Satchidananda Vigraha. As stated in the Shastra, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. When one is in perfect transcendental bliss, he can see the Lord's supreme form, Vigraha. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says, गंधाख्य देवता यद्वत् पृथ्वीं व्याप्य तिष्ठति एवं व्याप्तं जगद् विष्णुं ब्रह्मात्मा स्तं ददर्शः. लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा सॉ दैट एज अरोमास एंड कलर्स स्प्रेड थ्रू आउट द अर्थ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड परवेड द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन इन अ सटल फॉर्म. हरे कृष्ण. सो इन दिस चैप्टर फर्स्ट आई वुड लाइक टू as for blessings of Prabhupada, Disciple Dedubar Prabhu, Malati Mataji, all the Sajna Vaishnavas, that I can speak something. Not normally used to giving Bhagavatam classes, but just for my purification, I'll try to speak some words from the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita only. So here in this chapter, Prahlad Maharaj is praying here. And he's standing in front of Lord Narasimhadev. As we know that Lord Narasimhadev was very angry and he had just killed Hiranyakashipu. And he was so angry that all the other demigods, even though they were present out there, they were afraid to go in front of him. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, even Lakshmiji was very much afraid of going near Lord Narasimhadev, because he was so angry. So then Lord Brahma tells Prahlad Maharaj that, you know, please go ahead, because he has specially taken this form for you. So if you go, then Lord will be pacified. So then Prahlad Maharaj, because he does not have any fear, because he was fearless, as we know that he had undergone so many different austerities of, you know, being thrown from a mountain, being put in a boiling oil, and being put in a place where there were poisonous serpents. So he had gone through all that. So as such, he was, because he had so much faith in the Lord, that he was just fearless. So when the Lord appeared there, even though he was angry, Prahlad Maharaj was not seeing the form in that angry mood. He was just seeing that it was his Lord who had appeared there. So he went there, and Lord Narasimhadev was so much pleased that he just put his right hand on his head. And it is said that when the Lord blesses a devotee, then the prayers automatically come out from his heart. So this is what the prayers are, coming out from the heart of Prahlad Maharaj. Also it is said that the Lord is not interested in our prayers actually, you know, because he does not want anything from us. But when we chant, or like Prahlad Maharaj is chanting the prayers, it is just for the benefit of the devotee. So it is for our benefit that whenever we chant prayers, it is for our benefit that we are doing it. And then he goes on to describe all the different things about, and he is just glorifying the Lord in different ways. And then he comes to this point where he is now, yesterday as we saw that Vishwambharpur was, you know, describing how Lord Brahma, who he is, and how he is given the task of doing the creation. So here now Prahlad Maharaj is describing how Lord Brahma is seeing this is called as the Param Purusha form of the Lord, the supreme form of the Lord. So here he is seeing the supreme form, and with so many eyes, so many mouths, and a similar form was shown by the Lord Krishna to Arjuna, as it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. And in Bhagavad Gita, also in chapter 10, it is explained how the Lord is pervading all over the universe. So one who is not able to, it's like a sign for the impersonalist, that if they are not, you know, able to see the Lord, or they are thinking that it is impersonal, then they can see the Lord in the different manifestations of the world. And in chapter 10, as Arjuna is asking, please tell me how you pervade in the different ways in this material universe. So he is explaining that. So Lord explains here that I am the super soul, O Arjuna, seated in the heart of all living entities. I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of all living beings. So Lord is explaining how he is, you know, pervading, and then he goes on to explain, of the Aditya, I am Vishnu, of lights, I am the radiant sun, of the Maruts, I am Marichi, and among the stars, I am the moon, of the Vedas, I am the Samaveda, of the demigods, I am Indra, the king of heaven, of the senses, I am the mind, and in living beings, I am the living force, that is consciousness. Of all the Rudras, I am Lord Shiva, of the Yakshas and Rakshasas, I am Lord of Wealth, Kuvera, of the Vasus, I am Fire, that is Agni, and of Mountains, I am Meru. So here the Lord is continuously explaining his different manifestations. So Even an impersonalist, if he wants to see the form of the Lord, then he can see in this different ways. And then Lord Krishna, because now Arjuna, he has understood all this, that he is supreme. And then Lord Arjuna, Arjuna also wants to see, like, how he is pervaded, and then he wants to also see the form, universal form. So then Arjuna asks, and a similar description as we have seen here, Arjuna also see that form. In chapter 11 of Bhagavad Gita, text 10 and 11, is described, Aneka Vaktra Nayanam, Aneka Bhuta Darshanam, Aneka Divya Bharanam, Divya Ko Od Yatat Yudham, Divya Mailyam Bharah Dharam, Divya Gandhanu Lepanam, Sarvascharya Mayam Devam, Anantam Vishvato Mukham. Arjuna saw in that universal form unlimited mouths, unlimited eyes, unlimited wonderful visions. The form was decorated with many celestial ornaments and bore many divine appraised weapons. He wore celestial garlands and garments, and many divine scents were smeared over his body. All was wondrous, brilliant, unlimited, and all expanding. If hundreds of thousands of suns were to rise at once into the sky, their radiance might resemble the effulgence of the Supreme Person in that universal form. And at that time, Arjuna could see in the universal form of the Lord the unlimited expansion of the universe situated in one place, although divided into many, many thousands. Then, bewildered and astonished, his hair standing on end, Arjuna bowed his head to offer obeisances and with folded hands began to pray to the Supreme Lord. Arjuna said, "My dear Lord Krishna, I see assembled in your body all the demigods and various other living entities. I see Brahma sitting on the lotus flower, as well as Lord Shiva and all sages and divine serpents. O Lord of the universe, O universal form, I see in your body many, many arms, bellies, mouths and eyes expanded everywhere without limit. I see in you no end, no middle and no beginning. Your form is difficult to see because of its glaring effulgence, spreading on all sides like blazing fire or the immeasurable radiance of the sun. Yet, I see this glowing form everywhere, adorned with various crowns, clubs and discs. You are the supreme primal objective. You are the ultimate resting place of all this universe. You are inexhaustible and you are the oldest. You are the maintainer of the eternal religion, the personage of Godhead. This is my opinion. You are without origin, middle or end. Your glory is unlimited. You have numberless arms and the sun and moon are your eyes. I see you with blazing fire coming forth from your mouth, burning this entire universe by your own radiance. Although you are one, you spread throughout the sky and the planets and all space between. O Great One, seeing this wondrous and terrible form, all the planetary systems are perturbed. All the hosts of demigods are surrendering before you and entering into you. Some of them, very much afraid, are offering prayers with folded hands. Hosts of great sages and perfected beings, crying all peace, are praying to you by singing the Vedic hymns. All the various manifestations of Lord Shiva, the Adityas, the Vasus, the Sadhyas, the Vishwadevas, the two Ashvis, the Maruts, the forefathers, the Gandharvas, the Yakshas, the Asuras, and the perfect demigods are beholding you in wonder. O mighty armed one, all the planets with their demigods are disturbed at seeing your great form, with its many faces, eyes, arms, thighs, legs and bellies, and your many terrible teeth. As they are disturbed, so am I." So here we can see that Arjuna is also seeing the form of the Lord, but he is disturbed because the devotee, he does not want to see this universal form because it is such a terrible form. And a devotee, Arjuna later, after seeing the form, he is telling Lord, "Please come back to your original form as a four-handed form of Vishnu." That is what he is asking for. And the Lord manifests in his two-arm form, and Arjuna is then happy to see his two-arm form. So a devotee is not interested to see the universal form of the Lord because he knows that that is just a material form, and this universal form is just a temporary form. It is, you know, that it is not like the other forms which are eternally there, like the other forms of Lord, Narasimhadev, Ram. These all forms are eternal, but this universal form is not eternal. It is just a temporary manifestation. Just like as the material nature is manifested and not manifested, similarly this uniform universal form is manifested and not manifested. So it is like the material nature. And similarly, this universal form was also displayed to Duryodhana when Lord Krishna is coming in the form of a messenger to the Kauravas. He has come as a duta or as a messenger to negotiate about the war for peace, saying that let us not fight. But Duryodhana is not recognizing that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is making arrangements how to kill the Lord. That is what it is showing. It is mentioned. And there is, like at Kanchipuram, I have seen there is a special temple where the temple is called as a Pandav Duta temple. So it is the form of the Lord. The deity is almost 30 feet high. So it is explained there in the Sthala Puran that this is the deity form of the Lord. It is just a two-handed form of the Lord in a sitting position, and it is 30 feet high. So Duryodhana had arranged to kill Krishna. So what he has done is he has arranged for a big seat, and he has just laid some kind of a cloth on that, and it's a very big seat, and he has soldiers standing below that seat with spears up there. So that is, he has made that arrangement. So when Krishna sits, he falls inside and spears, and he thinks that Krishna will be killed by doing that. But Krishna, as we know, as the Supreme, he understands everything. So he knew the plan of Duryodhana, what he is trying to do. And but still Krishna goes ahead and sits on that asana, the big asana, and nothing happens, and Duryodhana is bewildered. And then when the negotiations are on, then Duryodhana is not ready to compromise. The Lord is showing his universal form so that Duryodhana can understand that all the Kauravas will be killed. But still Duryodhana is so adamant that he says no, that he wants to fight with the Pandavas and gain the supremacy, that he wants to be the emperor of the whole world. So this different universal forms that are shown are all different. Like as explained in the Bhagavad Gita, the form which was shown to Arjuna was not shown to anybody before. Like what Lord Brahma sees and what Duryodhana sees, they are all different universal forms of the Lord. They are not the same forms. Like as Prabhupada also explains in the Bhagavad Gita, that this is the form which Arjuna saw. Nobody else had seen it, not even Duryodhana, even though Prabhupada writes that even Duryodhana has seen that form, but it was not the same form as the form which Arjuna sees, and not even the demigod. But that universal form, because Arjuna was seeing on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, everybody was able to see that form, at least the demigods and the higher, those who are higher planetary systems, those who are residing, they were all able to see that universal form, and they are amazed by seeing that form. But a devotee, he does not want to see that form. He is more interested in seeing the form of a two-handed Krishna. And also it is said that this universal form but is from the internal potency of the Lord. It is explained that this form is from the So this is through the internal potency of the Lord. And it is explained that in Bhagavad Gita chapter 11 text 5 purport, Prabhupada writes, universal form is a transcendental form. It is just manifested for the cosmic manifestation and is therefore subject to the temporary time of this material nature. And it is not eternally situated in the spiritual sky like Krishna's other forms. Universal form is not possible to be seen by any ordinary man. Krishna must give one the power to see it. So, even here it is written that one has to be purified to see this form also. So, how to get purified? He is explained that we have to, like in particularly in Kali Yuga, because Brahma had to do lot of tapasya to get himself purified. So, he had to meditate for hundreds of celestial years to get purified. But it is not possible to meditate here in this Kali Yuga. So, in Kali Yuga, the mode which is given to us in purifying is by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. That is, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, just by chanting the holy name of the Lord, our heart will be cleansed and it will be purified. And when our heart is purified, then we will be able to see the Lord face to face. And as Prabhupada explained in the purport, when we see the Lord face to face, that is self-realization. So we are realize that we are not different from the Lord. But we have to understand also that when we say that when we are not different from the Lord, that is how the spiritual form is. Everybody gets a spiritual form of a 400 Vishnu when they go to Vaikuntha. So that is, the form is same, but the quality is same, not the quantity. The Supreme is Supreme. So he has unlimited qualities. So it is compared that we are a drop in the ocean, you know, that we are Anu and he is unlimited. So that is what is explained in the Shastras. And also by chanting the holy name of the Lord, we will get purified and we will be able to see the Lord face to face. That is what all I wanted to speak. Thank you very much. If there are any comments or suggestions,